Joining me here in the studio, as always, puts a big smile on my face when I see Ted Hartman from Darton Archery. How are you, Ted?
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
And you brought somebody with you this morning.
I did. Had a guy follow me in here, one of my longtime best friends. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and I'll introduce him in a minute. I'd like to talk a little bit about the 2017 lineup from Darton Archery this year.
Well, you talk a lot about it if you want to, buddy.
It's super exciting. You know, and right now, one of our local celebrities here, Jeff Janis, is doing a bow giveaway on Facebook. So you want to go to the Darton Archery Facebook page. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of people are participating. It's an autographed 3800 from Jeff Janis. And what's happening is Jeff has, again, selected to shoot Darton Archery and be a part of our pro staff, which we're super happy about. And he's going to get a new Maverick. So one of our 2017 bows that's coming up for this year, we are bringing back one of our all-time favorites. You know, the bow ran our line for probably 6, 7, 8 years. The SL50 was noted as getting Darton on the map. And now the Maverick is coming back. So keep an eye on what's happening. We've got a lot of fires burning on our website. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We don't want to let all the specs out of the bag. This is an all new redesigned riser. Darton Archery with Rex Darlington at the helm and the head engineer and one of the probably the most advanced cam engineering guy in the industry. Yeah. I mean, everybody uses his stuff. I mean, people are licensing stuff from us all the time with Rex's technology on it. Well, we've got some new stuff that nobody else has. Ooh. And so it's super cool. We're really happy about getting this thing started, and now we're building all of our own strings in-house. And we've really taken Darton Archery to the next level. You know, Rex has been at the cutting edge of this thing for all his life, and now we've taken it, and now we're even building what drives that bow, so we're manufacturing all of our own strings right in-house. So you take that perfection that we had here, which we thought was at the top of the game, and now we've even moved it up a notch further. So we got our string department there. Robbie and Debbie and the guys that are involved in our string department are doing a fantastic job. Our customer service department is stepping it up. Laura and Tony and those guys in the customer service and Chris, I mean, these guys have really taken Darton Archery to the next level.
Just when you think you've done it all, you guys move up. It's always something with you guys.
Working in that atmosphere, I mean, you're constantly getting motivated to, because these guys are so excited. I mean, people really take a lot of pride in what we do at Darton Archery. And, Rex is an engineer, and that's his first thing. And he's looking at tolerances. He's keeping track of everything. You know, we just don't have issues. We want you to be out there in the field, either on the target line or out in the woods in a tree stand or something, and have 100% success and not have to worry about your equipment.
All right. Well, check out all that equipment again at the website. Yes. And sign up to win. I'm going to have to go do there. I'm on the Facebook page. I like you guys on Facebook. I haven't signed up for that part yet, though.
Exactly. And, Jeff's doing a terrific job for us in promoting that stuff. And but you can go to www.dartonarchery.com. And look at our website. I mean, in our Facebook page, because we start all the way down in the youth bows at the cadet line, which, you're talking about kids that are 5 and 6 years old being able to shoot. And, and that's where I kind of want to move over and introduce, one of my best friends and another businessman here in the area. And, we've got great dealers all over from Ultimate Archery in West Branch. We've got Haglund's up in Oscoda. Mm-hmm. We've got the Tawas Do It Best here with Paul and those guys. They do a terrific job. And now, M65 Bait and Tackle. I'm here to tell you, Ed and Helen are back.
That's exciting news.
It is exciting news. Yeah. I mean, number one, they're like family to me, and we've grown up, and everybody, I mean, they're like family to everybody. I say that they to are. Me, but you know what? Anybody that's traveled that corridor, up 65 has stopped into M65 Bait and Tackle sometime in their lifetime.
I don't go past there without making a stop in. That's for sure.
Either honk the horn or something, and you can go in, and the hospitality, the friendship, it just is a down-home feeling that, people want to come there. So this morning I brought Eddie with me.
Yeah.
And so he's up here. He wants to talk a little bit about what's happening because there's, it's kind of taken over. Kim is there now. Ed and Helen are there now. Ed's there now, and the family is back. Its thing is going great. So, Eddie Beckley is going to talk a little bit about M65 Bait and Tackle this morning.
Yeah, thanks. Go ahead, buddy.
Thanks for having me here, Kevin and Ted. It's great being here. The things we got going on out there right now is we got the archery range cleaned up. We're shooting out there every day. I've worked with some of the prices on the feed. We're down to $30 a scoop for a bag or for beets and carrots. 2 scoops for $50.
Nice.
Carrots and beets are $2.50 a bag if you buy 4 or more. You just can't beat that out there right now. It's great. I'm glad to see people coming back in. Mom's loving it being in there. She's cleaning stuff up. She's hugging everybody. Dad's behind the counter being dad.
Yeah, if anytime you ever stop in there, I mean, it's an experience. Even if you're not looking to buy something, it's an experience just to go in and talk to Ed and Helen. I mean, I don't know how long they've been doing it. You know, way before my time.
Same
but
here,
you know, I can know my dad's been was a doctor up here for 47 years, and he's known them people all his life, and as we growing up with them as well. It is an experience to walk into M65 Bait and Tackle at the corner of 55 and 65, and see Ed and Helen.
That's right. And I guess we're going to be doing some stuff with you with Future Stump the Chumps, too, aren't we, buddy?
Oh, yeah. For the Future Stump the Chumps till the end of November, I am going to give out 2 bags of beets and a bag of corn.
Nice. All right.
And then we're going to do it next year, too.
That's very always good. Popular this time of year. That
really
sure.
is. There's no doubt about that. All right.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. So we're excited. We're excited to have Ed and Helen back on board again and be there. I never thought I'd see him back in there. I'm super happy to have him back on board. You know, and Eddie's a part of it now and the family, so it's really exciting.
It is. It's all exciting. M65 Bait Shop, and of course, our good friends there at Dart and Archery and Hale. Stop on in and check out the website, too. Again, that's the best place to go, and the Facebook page.
Absolutely. www.dartandarchery.com. Visit us on Facebook. You know, and Eddie hit on a key thing here. The Beckleys have really spent their life, you know, with kids. And nobody has a bigger heart than Ed and Helen. Yeah. And if you've got kids, get them involved in 4-H. These guys do a tremendous job. They've got the range there. And I'm telling you, it's exciting to see what's coming back on board.
Very good. Well, you guys are both welcome anytime in the studios. Ted Harpham from Dart and Archery. Ed Beckley from over there at M65. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.